by David DeWitt, first published in Unearth magazine, winter 1978. The coffee was too hot, too black, and as usual, too sweet. Ship's steward, Simon Vermont, grumbled his way down the empty white-tiled corridor from the galley and grasped the handrail leading up a tall metal ladder. The ship heeled over. He tried to tilt the styrofoam cup at the proper angle, but he squeezed a bit too hard, and a stream of boiling coffee spilled across his fingers. "Damn!" he bellowed. His flesh burned, then went numb. This, he thought, is a hell of a way to start off the evening. He made his way carefully up the steep incline of the ladder. Near the top of the stairwell, he felt a sizzling splash of coffee run down his coat sleeve, and he bellowed again. God damn, he thought. 16 years in this business, 10 of them in the old U.S. Navy when it was still military, and I still can't make the top of this stairwell without spilling coffee all over my hands and my pants and my shoes and the floor. He reached the top step and turned left past the wardrobe door. The XO's office and the captain's stateroom, all empty and welded shut. It was funny to him how deeply ingrained the old life was, despite there being only 2 men on board. He still couldn't swear in this passageway without feeling a pinched nerve. If an officer had heard that kind of talk outside the captain's stateroom, there'd have been hell to pay. But those days were gone. The officers' compartments, crew's quarters, barbershop, post office, all were barren, stripped of everything useful, empty. The ship's once proud cannons and deck guns that jutted gallantly into the sky were now functionless ornaments. As much as he tried to stick to the old routine, there were too many reminders that this was a different time, a new situation. He could remember when this ship had been a 400-foot destroyer escort instead of one of a fleet of automated cargo ships, with these 4 ugly cargo pods grafted onto its old sides. The ship just wasn't the same.